Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
Maria Devereaux, our producer, joins us live from Offaly. Hi, Maria.
Hi, the bin men are outside. Can you hear them?
No, we can never really hear anything. Even when your young fella run around, we only occasionally hear rain. Mm. It's disappointingly quiet where you are.
He's very well behaved, bless him. There's news I think you'll like, Dave.
Go on.
Amazon Prime announced new All or Nothing. So, do you remember they did the Spurs series? And Man City, and they actually did an All Blacks one as well. Well, they're doing All or Nothing Juventus.
Oh, brilliant.
Football club.
Obviously, the greatest footballer that's ever lived plies his trade at Juventus, Mr. Cristiano Ronaldo, Dos Santos.
He'd be the big draw in for this, I'd say.
Class.
But they're just following them throughout their 2021 season.
Here's the thing.
So won't be able to later in the year.
I think those football documentaries are actually really interesting for people who don't like football. I know it sounds weird, right? But to see the inner workings of a club, there's a couple of different ones. So there's those ones you mentioned. There's the Spurs, Man City, and now the Juventus ones. There's the All Blacks one as well, which is fascinating. And like, I'm not even that into rugby. But then there's also on Netflix, there's a couple of seasons of something called Sunderland Till I Die, which is about Sunderland Football Club, which is down the kind of glossy, glamorous pecking order. But what that club goes through or has gone through, they're just amazing stories told really well. The fact that the football is there is kind of in the background. It's just... That's just the kind of background of what's going on. But man, it's so fascinating. It really is.
It's like it's reality TV show. Like it's reality TV, but it's not the typical trashy reality TV.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
The one that I like. So Graham Norton then, he has Kate Winslet, who I adore. She's a new movie coming out in April with Saoirse Ronan.
Oh.
He has Orlando Bloom, who obviously has a new baby called Daisy with Katy Perry. And then Ellie Goulding, who
Ellie's
only announced
singing
this week that she's pregnant.
Yeah.
So she's going to perform her new single. So there's a lot of baby talk going on there. Then really popular in our house, and we've talked about it before, The Wall is back for season 3 on Saturday on BBC One at 7:30.
Explain what that is again. Game show, is it?
Yeah, it's Danny Dyer. And it's basically, it's a massive wall. And you go on in pairs, and one goes behind the wall where they can't see or hear anything, and they answer questions. And the other one picks parts, like which hole in the wall they want to put the ball in, and then it drops down to a certain amount of money. So there's different amounts of money down the end of the wall.
Okay.
So the ball just drops and you don't know where it's going to land. And if the person gets the question right behind the wall, then the ball is green and they gain that money. But if the person gets the question wrong, the ball is red and they lose that amount of money. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it kind of does.
It's really complicated.
Well, actually, speaking of complicated, I tuned into one of your recommendations during the week. It was the Gordon Ramsay new quiz show, Bank Balance. I didn't watch it all now because, God, it takes a long time. But there was a really cool brother and sister pairing on the first people ever. There were Toby and Tossin, I think, and he was wearing a pair of off-white Jordans, so I was already a big fan of his as soon as he walked out. But it's actually really good. So effectively, like you were saying, Maria, they have these like heavy-weighted, kind of look like gold bars, but they can go different colours. But they put them on this kind of wobbly, like a board game. You're putting money on a wobbly like buckaroo thing, and if it falls and they all fall off, You're gonzo, you've no cash. So it's actually really interesting the way it works. But it was good, and he's actually all right, Gordon.
I played Jenga for a fiver, but this sounds like a lot more serious.
100 grand every game. Like, it's mad. Yeah. But anyway, that was a bit of crack.
Yeah, that's on again today, actually. And then there's 3 more episodes of that on next Wednesday, Thursday and Friday on BBC.
Right.
They're at 9 o'clock. So you could watch, you know, Gordon Ramsay on his one tonight, and then tomorrow night watch Danny Dyer on The Wall. Yeah. So we're big fans of The Wall here. And then, other than that then, so James Corden, you know his Carpool Karaoke?
Yes.
Well, he had one with a difference that he's released. It's on his YouTube channel from today. They aired it in the US last night. And it's called An Afternoon with Prince Harry and James Corden. So instead of in a car, he brings him on an open top bus and shows him all around LA while, you know, asking him questions about his life and all that kind of stuff. It's very interesting. and very funny because actually they have afternoon tea on the bus, and because he wants it to make him feel at home, but then the whole car tips over onto Harry's lap.
Dermot and I watched that little bit of the thing falling. Is honestly the two of us guffawed.
Very funny, particularly because the cameraman nearly fell off the top of the open deck bus. I suppose the bus makes sense because it's an open top bus, so they don't have to have masks on and they can socially distance. The usual Range Rover would be a bit tricky.
But although interestingly, the very start, Prince Harry says he's never been on an open top bus because he's not allowed. So he was like, this is very exciting. I've never been on an open top bus before.
He's like, oh, look, Buckingham Palace. That looks interesting. You can see my bedroom from here.
He talks about kind of everything. Like, he talks about the Queen bought Archie, who is Prince Harry's son, a waffle maker for Christmas and sent it over.
What age is that, Archie?
1.5.
Here, have something that's really dangerous and heats up really hot.
Apparently he wanted it. Well, so Harry and Meghan wanted it for him. And then he tells us what Archie's first word was. They bring him to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air house, the house that was, you know, the outside, because James Corden wants him to buy it. He thinks he should be the Fresh Prince of L.A. So that's very funny. And then they get Meghan on the phone on FaceTime, and her hair looks phenomenal, by the way. And then, he talks about having Zoom calls with his grandparents, who obviously are the Queen of England and her husband. Now, what do you call him? He's not the King Consort, is he?
God, I don't know.
No idea.
Anyway, Prince Philip. So here he is talking about the Zoom calls between them.
Does the Queen know how to use a Zoom?
Yes. Both my grandparents
This
do.
Is crazy.
We've seen them a few times. They've seen Archie running around. But my grandfather, instead of like pressing leave meeting, he just goes, he's like, bye, bye. And as I'm pressing, like, he just leans forward and goes, doof. I'm like, okay, bye.
Well, he just slams the laptop shut, does he?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Shut, No, he comes across very normal and, you know, lovely. But he does talk about the crown and what he thinks of it. And he talks about his mental health and how it suffered because of the UK
the
media
press.
And all that kind of stuff. So, it's definitely worth a watch. It's up on YouTube, on James Corden's Late Late Show on YouTube. And then my last thing is my movie of the weekend. And it's Billie Eilish has a new documentary on Apple TV. It's called The World's a Little Blurry. And it's basically, it's home videos and it's interviews and it's concert footage. And it's just to paint the picture of who she is, where she's come from. Her mother features quite heavily in it, talking about, you know, how hard it is for teenagers and everything in this day and age, living through all this kind of stuff. So I have a little clip of the trailer where Billie is talking about why she got into making music.
I look into the crowd and I see every single person in there is going through something. And I have the same problem. I was like, why don't I turn this into art instead of just living with it?
Hey, you guys need to be okay because y'all are the reason I'm okay, okay?
Right, so that's on Apple TV.
That's on Apple TV from today. It gives you a good look as well at how she works with her brother, Phineas, how they are together and everything. It makes me jealous that I never got into working on anything with my brother because I get on quite well with him. But we just always end up, you know, drinking and watching Schitt's Creek or
whatever it takes, Maria. Every family's different.
Yeah, that's art in a way.
In a way.
A very loose way.
Maria, thank you as always. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you later.
See you guys.
Bye. Bye. FM.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.